At 1:30 on the afternoon of March 30th, 1963, a small crowd was gathered at the Hopkins Place entrance to what is now known as the First Mariner Arena, but known then as the Civic Center, a massive indoor arena that would in its time become a center for Baltimore entertainment. The Beatles sang there. The Bullets basketball team played there. Dr. Martin Luther King preached there. For all of that to happen, the Civic Center would be born in controversy, replete with political warfare, power struggles among civic groups, and an aroused citizenry, beginning in 1946 when the city began to move at last on its long-shelved plan to build an indoor arena to accommodate big-time sports and concerts. Financing was the problem. No private business would touch it. So Mayor D'Alessandro Jr. tossed a hot potato to the state legislator, which put a $6 million loan on the ballot. The voters approved it without even knowing where the facility would be built. That inattention to detail would create a firestorm. More than 30 sites were suggested, including Mount Royal Station, Pimlico Racetrack, the Inner Harbor, spanning the JFX. Mayor D'Alessandro Jr., out of patience, threw a Hail Mary. He was going to build the Civic Center in Drude Hill Park. The citizenry screamed, "You are going to ruin our precious park." In piqued reaction, D'Alessandro called a special session of the city council and rushed the approval through. Comptroller Hyman Pressman took the city to court, which reversed the council and threw out the approval. A weary Mayor D'Alessandro, an exhausted electorate, and a frustrated city council finally agreed on a site, Hopkins Place. But back to that dedication ceremony, March 30th, 1963. Bands played, crowds cheered, former Mayor J. Harold Grady presided. Present were Governor Tolles, Governor McKeldin, Archbishop Sheehan. Mayor D'Alessandro did not attend.